your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
Centre at 10. Lando Norris is Britain's 11th Formula One world champion after finishing third at the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. Max Verstappen won the season-ending race, but it wasn't enough to successfully defend his title. Norris says it's an amazing feeling to get his hands on the trophy for the first time.
I now know what Max feels like a little bit, and I want to congratulate Max and Oscar, my two biggest competitors the whole season. It's been a pleasure to race against both of them. It's been an honour. I've learned a lot from both of them as well, so I've enjoyed it. It's been a long year, but we did it.
The search is on for more suspects after police arrested a man at London's Heathrow Airport on suspicion of a pepper spray assault. 21 people were treated, with 5 taken to hospital. Young people could lose access to benefits if they refuse to engage with a new government scheme aimed at helping them into the workforce. That's the warning from the Work and Pensions Secretary, who's unveiled the package to help around 900,000 people on universal credit. 2 men have been seriously hurt in a stabbing in Birmingham. Police have made 8 arrests. Donald Trump's son says his father may yet walk away from the Ukraine peace process. The US president has been leading efforts for a ceasefire deal with Russia over the past month. In sport, Crystal Palace are up to 4th in the Premier League thanks to a 2-1 win at London rivals Fulham. Captain Mark Gahey's 87th minute goal moved the FA Cup holders a point clear of Chelsea. Manager Oliver Glasner says he was especially proud of his players' performance in the final 25 minutes.
In the last games, it looked like we're getting a little bit fatigued, and I felt, so we were a little bit lucky when their goal was disallowed straight after halftime, but I felt the longer the game took, it was more likely that we win the game.
West Ham remain in the relegation zone after conceding a late equaliser in a 1-1 draw at Brighton. In the Scottish Premiership, leaders Hearts were 2-1 winners at Celtic. That's the latest. I'm Daisy Steele.
Sunday night is blues night on Red Kite Radio.
It's the Breakaway Blues Show.
A very good evening to you. It's 10 o'clock on a Sunday, which means you're listening to the Breakaway Blues Show with me, Graham Andrews, right here on your local station, Red Kite Radio. I don't want to scare you, but it's a little under 3 weeks now until Christmas, so listen up for my first Christmas song later. But first up this evening, a song from one of the real pioneers of Delta Blues, Mr. John Lee Hooker, taken from his superb 1991 album, The Healer. John, the son of a sharecropper, was born in Mississippi and was one of the main inspirations of many 60s British blues and rock bands in the 60s and 70s. Here he is with That's All Right.
Lord, 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 that's all right, baby. That's all right. That's all right, baby. I know you done me wrong, baby, but that's all right. As the years go passing by, keep on loving you, baby. Lord, 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 I keep on loving you, baby. Mm-hmm. You done me wrong, baby, but I forgive you, baby. That's all right, baby, that's all right, that's all right. Look now, people, when you love a woman,
you know what you're doing, you're wrong. But love is blind, love is blind, love is blind. You, 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 you know you're being used, you know you've been used. But that's all right, baby.
Radio.
Stay in the wind, some more for me.
Back of My Hand by the Rolling Stones from their 2005 album The Bigger Bang. There's really no accolade you can give to the Stones. They're simply the best rock and roll band in the world. Although primarily known for their massive rock concerts all over the world, I still believe, like many, that they're fundamentally a blues band. Sure, it's been rock and roll that has taken them to one of the most prolific bands over the last 60 years, but they've never lost touch of their blues roots. Okay, here's my first Christmas song for 2025, and it's from one of the finest jazz trumpet players of all time, Mr. Louis Armstrong, the great Satchmo. For sure, one of the most influential figures in jazz during his lifetime. Louis first came to prominence in the 1920s as a highly inventive trumpet and cornet player. His career spanned 5 decades, well into the 60s, and over the years, he's played around with all styles of jazz and swing, including R&B. But above all, Louis knew how to deliver a song. Check out Is That You, Santa Claus?
Is that you, Santa Claus? Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hang in my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Sure is dark out, ain't the slightest spark out upon my clacking jaw. Who's there? Who is it? Stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me. That is just what I've been waiting for. Would you mind slipping it under the door? Cold winds are howling. Or could that be growling? My legs feel like stars. Yeah, my, oh me my. Kindly will you reply? Is that you, Santa Claus? Yes, hang in the stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Is it, you stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Oh, there, Santa, you gave me your scare. Now stop teasing, cause I know you're there. We don't believe in no goblins today. But I can't explain why I'm shaking that way. Then I can see old Santa in the keyhole. I'll get to the cause. One peek and I'll try there. Oh, there's an eye there. Is that you, Santa Claus? Please, please, pay to my knees. Say that's you, Santa Claus. That's him, all right.
Classic blues tracks for your Sunday evening.
It's the Breakaway Blues Show on Red Kite Radio.
Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho when the walls came tumbling down. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho when the walls came tumbling down. You may talk about the bonds of Gideon, you may brag about your man of song,
But you never saw nothing like Joshua at the Battle of Jericho. When the sun stopped shining in the middle of the day, the sky began to storm. The ram horns, the sheep horns began to blow, and the walls came tumbling down. Well, I know you've heard about Joshua. He was the son of Nun. He never stopped his work until the work was done. Up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with spear in hand. Go blow them ram horns, Joshua cried, 'cause the battle is in my hands. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho when the walls came tumbling down. Well, the Bible says that Joshua's spear was 8 of those cubits long, and upon his hip was a double-edged sword, and his mouth was a gospel horn. Up to the walls of Jericho he marched with spear in hand. Go blow them ram horns, Joshua cried, 'cause the battle is in my hands. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho when the walls came tumbling down. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho when the walls came tumbling down.
An old spiritual from way back there, from none other than Hugh Laurie. Battle of Jericho from his 2010 album Let Them Talk, which features several guest vocalists. Laurie's probably best known to most as a fine comedian and actor, first appearing with Rowan Atkinson in Blackadder, and later in the hit series House. But he is in fact a very accomplished piano player and a long-time lover of the blues. Well, coming up in a couple of minutes after the break, a very rare slow blues number by blues piano player and singer from the 50s, Eddie Boyd. Born in Mississippi, he moved to Beale Street in Memphis in 1936, where he played with his group, the Dixie River Boys. He recorded and produced his own material in the 50s, and he toured Europe in 1965 with Buddy Guy's band as part of the American Folk Blues Festival. He died in 1994. So get ready for Eddie with Third Degree after the break.
Red Kite Radio.
Make my house warmer. Is your home losing heat faster than you can say brr? Stay warm and save cash with our expert house insulation service. Make My House Warmer provides a fast and friendly service to make your home more energy efficient. Whether it's your attic or your walls, we've got you covered. Don't let heat escape. Keep the warmth inside and the costs outside. It's easier than you think. Insulate today, save tomorrow with Make My House Warmer. To find out more, go to makemyhousewarmer.co.uk.
Get ready to turn back the clock every Tuesday night from 7 p.m. with the 90s Rewind Show with me, Daniel Ashman, only on Red Kite Radio 107.2. From Britpop to dance anthems, from R&B jams to alternative rock, I've got your favourite 90s anthems covered. Relive the magic of a decade that defined music, culture and style. Join us for the ultimate throwback every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on Red Kite Radio 107.2. It's the ultimate blast from the past. Don't miss it.
for Tame, Haddenham and Never Winchendon.
Red Kite Radio.
Thing. Got me accused of petting. I can't even raise my hand. Bad luck. Bad luck is killing me. No more of this third degree. Got me accused of murder. I never harmed a man. My name. Bad luck. Bad luck is killing me. Of taxes, I don't have a lousy dime. They got me accused of children, ain't every one of them mine. Bad luck, bad luck is killing me.
Red Kite Radio, real local radio.
Manhood, you promised me world.
Carmel with You Promise Me the World, a funky gospel blues from a compilation album entitled Wine, Women and Whiskey. The band's debut single, Storm, reached number one in the UK independent chart, and their second album, The Drum Is Everything, drew some praise within the industry. After the release of their fourth album, Set Me Free, in 1989, the band went on to record some really nice material, including that one. Okay, here's one by two great US harmonica players, Junior Wells and Billy Branch. Junior developed his amplified harmonica style back in the 40s and 50s by listening to Little Walter, and is probably best known for his 1965 album Hoodoo Man Blues. Chicago-born Billy started playing harmonica at an early age of 10, playing simple melodies and tunes. Never without his harmonica, he attended the University of Illinois, and he played at the 1969 Chicago Blues Festival, which is where he first met and played with Junior. Here they are now with the funky blues, Broke and Hungry.
You remember last fall?
Of the blues.
It's the Breakaway Blues Show on Red Kite Radio.
My Mojo Working by a man named Frank Frost. He was born around 1936 and he began his career at a young age by playing piano in his family church. At the age of 15, he left St. Louis and began playing guitar. Within a couple of years, he toured with Sonny Boy Williamson II, who taught him to play harmonica. And it's his harmonica playing that brought him to my attention. I found this song on a compilation blues CD, first released in 1966, that features Frank on a couple of tracks. Okay, just relax for a short while and we'll take another break, but get ready for one from John Mayall and Eric Burden. John first came to the attention of early British blues fans back in 1963 with his band The Blues Breakers, which was joined by Clapton in 1966 prior to the formation of Cream a year later. Anyway, in the 90s he teamed up with Eric Burden of Animals fame to put together the compilation album Members Edition, a superb collection of various blues styles, from which I'm going to play you No More Elmore, a tribute to Elmore James. Coming up next.
Red Kite Radio.
So much more than you bargained for.
At Haddenham Garden Centre, we have everything you need for your garden all year round. And at this time of year, we can supply you with the tools to keep your garden looking great. Come to us for your lawn rakes and brooms, and we've incinerators and compost bins for when you've tidied up. And at Haddenham Garden Centre, we've a good selection of winter flowering pansies and heathers in stock. And don't forget to pick up your new season seeds. The days may be short, but at Haddenham Garden Centre, we're never short of ideas to help you make the most of your garden.
So much more than you bargained for.
At Haddenham Garden Centre, family owned since 1978.
Animals can't speak to drivers. But if they could, they would be asking us, telling us by the sounds of it, to put our litter and fruit waste in the bin. Because roadside litter kills an estimated 3 million animals every year. No wonder they sound miffed. So let's lend them a paw. Let's take our rubbish with us and bin it properly. National Highways. And what's that? They said thanks very much.
For Tame, Haddenham and Cuddington.
Red Kite Radio.
Just after I left school, I began working for a living. Came home one day from a hard day's digging. Went down to my blues collection, just for some peace of mind. And I got the word Elmore James was gone. Seems like I lost a friend of mine.